It is not known if a visitor to Dimbola Lodge ever wore a mustache guard. Days, when an unshaved lip is the rule, except among clergymen, it is hardly necessary to dwell upon the advantages or disadvantages of the moustache. Suffice it to say that, in our changeable climate, physicians are agreed that it conduces to health, and the inconvenience it offers to the imbibition of the various fluids with which the human animal regales himself has not been found sufficient to destroy the favour with which this popular hirsute appendage is regarded. In fact, it may be questioned whether it is not looked on with feelings of envy by certain strong-minded individuals of the sex whose faces nature has denied the manly attribute of beard. The man who has invented a means whereby those bearded like the pard may sip their wines, mixed drinks, and the milder beverages which cheer but not inebriate, may justly be ranked in the long list of the eminent benefactors of mankind, and in virtue of his having conferred this inestimable boon upon mustachioed humanity, we therefore record, among the latest and brightest of these benefactors, the name of Eli J.F. Randolph of New York, who patented, 20th February, 1872, through the Scientific American Patent Agency, the device which is illustrated on page 161. The nose has long been employed to support eyeglasses and spectacles. It is said it was once employed by a celebrated musician to execute a note inserted by an ingenious joker in a piece of music, the exigencies of which extended the hands to the ends of the keyboard, while the note in question required the manipulation of a key in the middle. Surely the nose, after having performed such a feat, must be equal to the keeping of one's moustache out of one's mush and milk, when provided with a proper instrument for the purpose. Such an instrument is provided in Mr. Randolph's invention. It is a curved plate of hard rubber, or other suitable material, adapted to the form of the upper lip, so that, being suspended in front thereof, the flange will take under the moustache and hold it, so as not to interfere with eating and drinking. Kissing, although not claimed in the patent, might perhaps also be rendered more easy and satisfactory by its use. The plate has two curved prongs with rounded edges so as not to injure the part with which they come in contact, and adapted to enter the nostrils and suspend the plate from the thick part of the nasal septum by grasping the latter, the prongs being inserted at the front of the septum and pressed backward till they get a good hold. The moustache is thus held as shown in the engraving, with the attendant advantages above set forth.